Okay, guys, let's get into Be or Not the Bee. We've got some headlines. Some are satirical, some are real. Let's see if Matt Walsh, who made this documentary, What is a Woman?, can truly differentiate what's real and what's fake. Sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. So let's get into it. Matt, number one headline here. Fisher-Price introduces, quote, my first gender transition playset.
Oh, man. If that is not satirical, then I'm moving into the woods and living in a cave. I officially give up on society. If that is not satirical, I am done with society officially. So I'm going to say that's the B. That's satirical.
Lucky for you, you are correct. That is the B. We don't have to pack up just yet.
All right. Well, you know, I was looking for an excuse to go into the cave in the wilderness. So, you know, that's unfortunate, actually.
Honestly, at this point, I think we all are. Let's build a big conservative commune somewhere where they can't reach us. Okay, number two here. Canada celebrates Vulva and Vagina Day without mentioning who owns them.
And this is Canada we're talking about. So you always have to, you can never underestimate the insanity up there in Canada. Vulva and Vagina Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the holiday. I don't want to know how that holiday is celebrated. I'll say that you know, I'm never going to underestimate Canada, so I'll say that's real.
Oh, okay. Two for two. You're absolutely right. It is not the bee. That is a real headline. Guys, you can go to Canada for a holiday and celebrate Vulva and Vagina Day. Oh, unbelievable. Okay, number three here. Non-binary teacher frustrated by second graders saying their gender doesn't make sense.
No, it's a second grade teacher saying their gender. So this is the problem with the pronouns now. I don't even know what anyone's talking about. So their gender doesn't make sense, referring to the teacher, right?
Yeah, the kids are telling the teacher, your gender does not make sense. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna say not the B on that one.
And you would be absolutely correct. It turns out second graders know a thing or two about biology, more so than adults these days. So,
look,
least our future might be in good hands.
Yeah, I've just been totally immersed in left-wing insanity for a long time now. So, I don't know. I don't want to start spiking the football too early, but I'm somewhat of an expert. So, I don't know if you're going to stump me.
I hope we don't. Honestly, it's going to prove just how much work we put into acknowledging other people's arguments and the things that they do day in and day out. Here's number four, Matt. Health officials warn of mysterious infertility crisis among trans women.
That's the B. That's a good B headline there.
Absolutely right. That is the B. But I wonder what makes them infertile.
That's one of those. A lot of times I see the B headlines where I'm jealous. I didn't think of that for like a tweet or something. So I'm a little jealousy, but that's a good one.
Every time I see anything they do, I'm just like, wish I had that first. Next one, inside trans, queer, Latinx, neurodivergent theologians' journey to better understand themselves.
Wait, can you go through that again one more time? Trans, queer.
Yeah, so this is trans, queer, Latinx, neurodivergent theologians' journey to better understand themselves.
Themselves. This is one person we're talking about, I think.
This is one person that we are talking about.
You know what? I'm ashamed to say that I know that is not the B, because I actually know I know who this is referring to. I actually know the story. That's how invested I am in it.
I'm not even a religious person myself, but I am so amazed to see the amount of people who are saying, you know, God is queer, God is trans. I'm sure you've seen these videos yourself. How do you even bother taking those people on?
I bother taking everybody on. It's like I die on every hill, so I will argue the point. But at a certain point, I think you're probably right that there's no point, because these are people that they're not even really talking about any conception of God that I recognize. They just made up a God in their head, and so how can you even, like, if someone makes up their own version of God, it's like, how can you even argue against it? It's all in their head anyway. But
right. You know. There are a few people that I meet that I'm just like, okay, I'm not even going to bother here. So it's brave of you to continue to use your energy for that. Here's another one. Canadian University seeks, quote, qualified individuals who self-identify as women, transgender, non-binary, or two-spirit, end quote, for environmental science job.
This is Canada again?
This is Canada. Yeah, this is Canada.
Canada once again. Well, then I'm going to say not the B, because that's Canada. It's got Canada written all over it.
You're on it. Yeah. You're on it. Do you think that Canada is further along than we are in all of this stuff, or are we kind of at the same pace here?
I think they are further along. You know, we're on the same train car. Well, we're on different train cars on the same train, on the same railroad, you know, gotcha. Heading over the same cliff. But I'd say there are a couple cars ahead of us. Yeah.
Well, at least we can look into our future, I guess, with Canada. Let's get this next one. Progressive mom proudly declares son to be transgender after he walks through Barbie aisle.
That's a tough one because that is that is basically the justification that every parent gives when they say that their kid is transgender. So that could easily be real, but I'm going to say that that's the B.
Oof, Matt, you're killing it. That is the B. Oh, my goodness.
Do I win some kind of prize at the end of this? Is there a cash prize of any kind?
You win America's love and affection, which I know you need.
Yeah,
right
I've never had that, so I'll take that.
That's your prize for today. Next one is State of California rejects biology textbooks for stating there are only two genders.
Huh. Okay. This is the first one this one to me could go either way.
Okay.
Like have we reached a point where they're actually throwing out the biology textbooks? We know that point's going to come if it hasn't already. Are we at that point now?
Right.
In a way, I'm surprised that the biology textbooks have still survive in their current state for the most part.
Right.
I'm going to say that's the B.
Oh, okay. It was a close one there, but you're absolutely right. It is the B. We haven't reached that point yet. I think if I had interviewed you next week, that would have been not the B. next one here. A college freshman trying to file her taxes wishes her teachers had spent less class time on polyqueer trans theory.
Well, that's a totally real situation and a forecast of the future for so many people. But I'm going to say that the particular headline is from the Babylon Bee.
Matt, it is not the B.
What?
It's a real college freshman.
That's an actual headline.
Requesting. This is real.
Wow.
A real story. Oh, Taylor said that could have been a producer error, but I have it.
We may have to double check that.
There might be a redemption point there.
I need Mike Pence to overturn the results of this.
You could still win America's love and affection today, Matt. Let's continue here. PolitiFact experts explain why talking to kids about sex isn't really grooming.
I mean, the PolitiFact, that is the argument that the left is making, but would that be a headline? I'll say that's not the B.
You would be correct. That is not the B. They are truly trying to defend this practice in kids' schools, so I wouldn't put it past them. Let's see. Next one. Ukraine's unicorn LGBTQ soldiers head off to war.
That's got to be the Babylon Bee. It's got to be Babylon Bee, right? I'll say that's the B.
Matt, that is not the B.
That's a real thing? Unicorn LGBT
unicorn,
soldiers?
That is Reuters, actually. Ukraine's, quote, unicorn LGBTQ soldiers head off to war.
Oh, my gosh. I might have to look...
Maybe the tide is not turning.
I might have to look into that cave option after all.
Okay, we got a couple more to go here. Controversy as transgender man wins first place in cooking contest.
Okay, there's a couple of there's like layers to the potential joke here.
Right. This one's a tough one.
I'll say not the B.
It is actually the B.
I was on a roll.
Good. You were. We caught you. We got you off your footing for just a second there, and now we're slipping. The cooking contest is maybe, you know, I could see where the layers there, the jokes there, at our expense. Totally get it. So Matt, what is the final score on that? I think you only missed two. Yeah, I think you only missed two. So you have 80% of America's love and affection when it comes to.
Hey, I mean, in my with my figuring this out. My experience in school, you know, 80%. I'm very happy with that. That's better than I normally do in tests. So.
That is fantastic. And before we close out and let you go, Matt, what is a woman?
Well, I finally, well, that's a spoiler, but I'll give a spoiler alert that it turns out a woman is an adult human female. Who would have known?
It is an adult human female, ladies and gentlemen. And if you guys want to find out more about what a woman possibly could be and all the different definitions there seems to be for that specific term, you guys can watch What is a Woman on Daily Wire, and you can support Matt Walsh and all of his endeavors because we're going to continue until everybody knows the answer to this question. Matt, thank you so much for being on to play this game
today.
Thanks
a lot. I appreciate it.